Ice Station Zog by W.N. Herbert. Technology is always only the first impossibility. Granted, we found time could be outwitted by chasing historical light, witnessing past ages by catching up and matching the speed of their transmission. That gave us silent movies back. The first hunter-gather programs tried text location, but few of the dead had thought to spread their documents out flat on clear ground. Then our lippers found most speech wouldn't correspond to known records. All was dialect, or, still worse, unacknowledged language. I hope, dear faraway ear, you aren't yourself unable to translate my notes. It's policy to beam these Gaian library bulletins on to potential further subscribers in standard officialese. I just thought I'd add a personal touch, since Zog's hardly central, nor is Etruscan major research. Anyway, Miss Litz never checks. Ah, the unangelic Miss Litz has been pouting lately. That's a far from Nellie Mail, as far as you're concerned, distant listener. Our GL liaison officer with Missing Literature's Etruscan Division. Witness post Zog. A small X-planet full of the deep frozen bones of a small X-people. Well, he finds our project's bias toward orality unsettling, and has been firing memos homewards for more lenses soonest. I've said hearsays just as trustworthy as what an Etruscan considered published, but he clings to official court theory. Constellation of related texts. The notion that collating all known variations can isolate a given story virus. Pardon my pedantry, but we G-lib men and women love to gloss. He drives Hera mad. She computes writing as so many corpses of sound, so its preservation is about as smart to her as mummification. Even allowing that HG programming makes her over-fetishize her own skills as finder of spoken word infection traces, Hera's practically right. We don't have the readers, even if GL sent sufficient lenses to overshoulder every literate Etruscan we could spot. Anyway, two breakthroughs made the total archive possible. Hera herself and black pooling. The first was a Scottish invention, if I say so myself, a catalog of sonar possibilities based on human facial physiognomy. Have you got a face or its equivalent? Equipped with Hera, computers could eavesdrop on townships, isolate idiolectic patterns, if not their meanings, not to mention acquire her obsessive personality. The other was a relief to transport, the discovery that a net of black holes causes pooling of attracted light, allowing stationary posts to be established in nearby systems, instead of constantly maintaining light speed. Hence, Zog, and my current hang-up. Here we float around our bowl of melted ice, half a mile below the happy howl of gases. It's a balmy bubble to within millimeters of the glacial wall, so water sports are de rigueur. Miss Litz prefers to let his office do the surfing, floating detached from the library complex, waiting for his relief. Hera has to use a virtual body. She hangs out in our mock Etruria program, picking up reconstitutes of young Vayan males, telling them afterwards her best stab at their myths and fairy tales. Me, I can't hack into polo teams. I do this and... let me tell you about my recurrent dream. That their cities are about us here, embedded in the ice. That they sit bluely on their couches, fruit paused in their hands like so many bruises in their culture's air, that their libraries swirl round us as though the pole marked a whirlpool's eye, slowly being drawn down to our reading spider's bubble. Court theory, indeed. I should don a good hot lobster suit and swim through the ice, visit Zog's actual ruins, cut my mind link between our poor dead subjects and those poor dead aliens. Eventually, our research ships will find a point from which this planet's past is scannable, so we can see the Zogians. By then, the library will take up more than Gaia. Probably our whole home system will be books and records of books, the graphs of story traces that Hera boasts are all our successors will require. I'll be on system, then myself, free to wander the total archive, jump the index to whenever, talk to reconstitutes of far higher probability than any we can make now, ask them in Etruria or Zog, did they ever look out at the stars and imagine everything they said was being listened to forever?